mr president slovakia aligns itself with the statement of the european union. first of all let me thank the high commissioner for his statement giving a comprehensive overview of the situation in forced displacement and on ways how to face its challenges in the most efficient way. as a lot of previous speakers I would like to thank the whole unhcr staff for their continuous remarkable work in addressing the needs of refugees internally displaced people and stateless persons often in dangerous circumstances. the protection mainly of the most vulnerable ones should stay in the centre of attention. among other important achievements during the last year slovakia welcomes remarkable results in expanding access to primary education for refugee children. we strongly encourage continuation and strengthening of this trend as alarming amounts of children out of school are still likely to grow. mr president mr commissioner the comprehensive refugee response framework is being applied already by 15 countries which should be applauded for their efforts. the experience gained from this exercise shows us that comprehensive responses comprising the whole of the society approach can work. that gives us good perspective for the functioning of the global refugee compact which is a result of remarkable constructive common efforts of the entire international community. therefore we believe that it will gain strong endorsement manifesting its credibility and will to implement it thoroughly. we would like to reiterate our thanks to the UNHCR for excellent job during the preparation of the compact mainly for having carefully listened to different views and thoroughly considered all inputs with the aim to obtain a well-balanced results acceptable for all UN member states. only strong collective commitment and involvement of all concerned actors can deliver concrete results. partnerships and cooperation of all relevant stakeholders are key to successful implementation benefiting both refugees and their hosting countries which are to be praised for their generosity. mr chair we would also like to praise the UNHCR for successful engagement with the private sector. this partnership as well as the close cooperation and coordination with other UN actors and use of innovative approaches can help narrow the increasing gap between the emerging needs and available finance. however in the challenging atmosphere of international developments leading to forced displacement of more and more people we face nowadays only addressing root causes can help decrease the number of protracted crises and prevent new ones. for sustainable solutions conditions for dignified voluntary return and reintegration have to be created. the humanitarian development nexus should help in this regard but also political will and engagement is necessary. mr chair to conclude slovakia highly appreciates cooperation with UNHCR as the essential partner for addressing challenges of global forced displacement and will continue in financially supporting UNHCR's efforts in assisting the people in need of protection. thank you for your attention.